Rebound denied. T-Bird basketball. See if they can put together a little run here. We saw some runs in the first half. Eagles had a run to take an eight-point lead. T-Birds got back within five before half. But they've been on a run of their own here to start the second half. But here the T-Birds draw a foul.
Brooklyn Kaufman picks up her third.
T-Birds will inbound from the far sideline. They're moving to our right here in the second half as we face Melvin F. Huth Memorial Gymnasium. 14 minutes to go. Sauk Prairie 26, Baraboo 16. Taylor Spurl passes up a pass to the post, instead swings it around. Eagles continue to play man-to-man defensively. We got Sabrina Hartman out there on the logo. I feel like we need to get her down on the low block, don't we? Taylen Bell penetrates.
In and out.
Good-looking shot. Rolls in and out. Grayson Meyer grabs that rebound for the Eagles.
I agree with you. Sabrina had a nice move before towards the basket.
Speaking of nice moves, slicing into the lane and scoring with the right hand from the left side of the glass is Mallory Hartwig. She's
done that a couple times.
She's getting close to double digits here, and it's 28-16 Eagles. T-Birds down
right
a dozen.
There's a nice
pass on a backdoor cut. Can Sydney Dolboy finish? Sure she can. A sweet dish by Peyton Stelzer and a fine finish by Dobush.
They've been
for her first bucket.
Trying to connect that all night, and they finally did. It was perfect.
Here's a three ball from the top of the key for the Eagles. Will they hit their first? No. Rebound to Stelzer. Pass nearly intercepted in the backcourt, but Spurl is able to corral it. T-Birds down 10, 12 and a half to go. Spurl looking to penetrate. Floats in the lane. Ooh, shot just off the mark. No good. Hartwig grabs the rebound. Meyer's going to fire for three. No good. Dobush with another rebound. She finds Spurl. Here come the T-Birds. Working up court to Bell. She's got a lane to the hoop. She kisses off the glass. Ooh, just missed. She was trying to get around the shot blocker, Meyer. Ball rolled off the rim. Rebounded by the Eagles.
It was like she just saw it, and all of a sudden it was like, ooh, I've got a wide open lane.
I got a wide open. Oh, wait, there's a shot blocker. And we got a double dribble. It's going to be a turnover for the Eagles, and we're going to have some subs coming in. Maddie Gilbert and Bella Brown will check in for the T-Birds. They're going to replace Stelzer and Bell. And we have Golden, Kleist, and who else? I feel like I missed one coming off the bench. A host of subs for the Eagles.
Meyer.
Thank you. Thunderbird basketball. T-Birds trying to work that two-player game, high-low. Spurl dribbles in, misses. Sabrina Hartman almost grabs that offensive rebound, but the Eagles take it away. There's a feed in the low post to Golden. Up over Hartman. She scores off the glass.
She is so strong, and it's hard to stop her when she gets possession of the ball down low.
Thunderbird ball. They find Dobush in the high post. She is fouled in traffic.
I think that one's going to go on Gracelyn Meyer. Her second.
So that brings in Haley Bader. Now, she was the Eagles' leading scorer in the first half with six off the bench.
Well, let's not have a repeat performance.
Well, you told her she was done, so.
She's got her.
Hopefully she minds
average.
Average,
we're good. Here we go.
Here's a three ball for the T-Birds. Maddie Gilbert from the right wing, no good. Bader grabs the rebound, finds Kleist, and the Eagles will dribble it up, leading by 12. Fake by Bader. Stops and pops. That might have been blocked. But Kleist comes away with the loose ball. Cuts into the lane. Her shot is blocked out of bounds.
What does it say for height? For height?
Eagles will keep it. We got her at 5'6". And I'm
she is not 5'6".
I'm going to call a cap on that. I don't think she is 5'6".
Well, I'm calling a Hoss Cartwright, one of those big caps that goes way up high.
A couple of subs coming in for the T-Birds. Bell and Hartman come right back in.
Because she was petite enough to go under Hartman's arms.
Speaking of Kleist, they feed her on the inbound. Her three is off the mark, but it goes right into the hands of Kennedy Breinig, who kisses it off the backboard for two. Bad shot, good pass. 32-18, Sauk Prairie. There's a little give-and-go action for the T-Birds, but Bader swats away that pass and snags the loose ball. Steal for Sauk Prairie. 10 minutes to go. They lead by 14. Hartwig kicks it out. Bader's going to fire a three from the left wing. Nope, neither team has been able to make a three-point basket tonight. And I say that right before Maddie Gilbert dribbles it up. Announcer Jinx. She's the T-Birds' top markswoman from beyond the arc. She hands to Taylen Bell. There's a give and go. Looking for Peyton Stelzer. Tough pass into traffic in the lane. A couple of Eagles were wise to that one.
Right.
Steal. 9.5 to go. Eagles ball. Coming in for Sauk Prairie, Mallory Hartwig leads Sauk Prairie with 12.8 points per game. They've kept her relatively in check here tonight. And here's a three ball from the right wing. Bounces off the rim and in. I guess I jinxed that. Mallory Hartwig. Just as I was saying,
thanks,
they've kept
Ben.
Her relatively. The announcer jinx worked the other way. She hits a three. She's right up there with her season average with that three-point hit. And it's 35-18. Interior feed to Stelzer. Little turnaround. 7 feet out. No good. Good open shot. Just got to hit that one. Under 9 minutes to go. Hartwig comes in averaging nearly 13. Ava Brings at 8.6 a game, followed by Brickle at 7.6 a game. Here's a pass to Golden. She's tripled, quadruple team. T-Birds steal it away. Stelzer's got it.
She almost wanted it back.
She really did. Taylen Bell finds Stelzer.
Come on, Stelzer.
Jumper from the left elbow. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by the Eagles. Kennedy Breinig fires it up court to Hartwig. Hartwig's going to shoot from the left elbow. Rattles out, no good. Rebound to Hartman.
You know, you talk about Grayson Meyer. She's only got one bucket for tonight. And she's got a higher average than that. No, she does not. That's not who I was thinking of.
Firing from the left wing for three. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Madeline Gilbert hits the Thunderbirds' first triple of the night. T-Birds crawled within 14, under 8 to go. A host of subs waiting to come in for Baraboo. Interior feed, that's Bader. She kicks it out to a wide open Kleist for three at the top of the key. Off the rim, no good, but there's an offensive rebound for the Eagles. Second chance opportunity, no. Pass stolen away by Stelzer.
11-11. Player numbers.
Baraboo basketball. Going to put a dent in this Sauk Prairie lead.
Oh,
nice,
nice
pass on a give and go. That little action to Maddie Gilbert. She couldn't hit the floater from the baseline. Eagles grab it. Kleist kicks it out. Eagles swing it around. They find Golden on the right block. She's plowing into traffic. Misses, but gets her own rebound and scores with the left hand. She has 7. T-Birds trailing by 16.
Oh, my
Taylen
gosh.
Bell dribbles and scores. A nice drive and finish for Taylen Bell.
She just went right around everybody.
It was kind of like,
a
little hesitation move. Everyone thought she stopped. She said, I'm just
going
to take this
I'm
all
going.
The way to the hoop. 6 points for Taylen Bell. Golden again, this time with a left-hand floater. Tough shot. She scores again. Macy Golden listed at 5'9", over the 5'11", Sabrina Hartman. 6.5 to go. It's 39-23,
Sauk Prairie. Oh, my gosh. They're beating each other up.
They sure are. A lot of contact down there. Going to be some bruises in the morning. Baraboo basketball. Hartman out at the logo, finds Brown. Fakes the three. She also swings it over to Stelzer. To Bell in the left wing. She finds Hartman in the lane. Ooh, I'd love to see her go up with that one. She kicks it out. Taylen Bell dribbles into traffic. Finds Stelzer. Stelzer gets to the hoop. Ooh, her shot is off the mark. But there's Sabrina Hartman hustling in. She grabs the loose ball with some nice hustle and scores. Sabrina Hartman's first basket.
That was a great move by Sabrina Hartman. It was and a wide awake move.
Thunderbirds take a timeout. That gives us a chance to remind you of the other Thunderbirds action coming up this week. There is plenty of it. The boys basketball team will host Sauk Prairie on Tuesday. Join us right here for that one. Girls hockey team will be at Northland Pines. They're at Northland Pines, I should say, today. And they're going to host the Stoughton Icebergs in regional play on Thursday. Boys hockey, they're hosting Onalaska tomorrow. And then they have regionals versus Middleton at Capital Ice Arena on Tuesday. The boys wrestling team has regionals tomorrow at Verona, or so we think. See how what the weather has to say about that. Girls wrestling is at Richland Center as we speak, and they're going to be at Prairie du Chien next Friday. The gymnastics team has an invitational at Platteville tomorrow, and the boys swimming team has its sectionals at Sauk Prairie tomorrow. Again, all of this subject to change with a big snowstorm rolling through this area.
All right, I'm going to finish up on Cassidy Gates because I thought I was done, but I read her favorite practice memory was the parties in the locker room.
Interesting.
I thought that was good.
Say no more.
Leah Hess's plan after high school. She's going to be playing soccer for St. Norbert College and dual majoring in biology and psychology. She's smart and athletic.
And a president of the Key Club, if I might add, as a Kiwanian.
Yes, indeed.
There's several basketball players on the Key Club and the Key Club leadership. Sauk Prairie ball as we return to action, and they get an open three-point look from the left wing. That's no good for Brickle. And now we got a tie-up. That's going to keep the ball with Sauk Prairie. Our score is the Eagles 39, Baraboo 25. I feel like you have some more Leah Hess notes for us.
I am. Yeah, I mean, she's involved in a lot of stuff.
Feverishly reading.
Yes, I am. Hang on.
Eagles looking to score off their inbounds play, and they do just that. Boy, Haley Bader continues to impress. 8 points off the bench. 5.5 to go. Thunderbirds trail by 16. Can they answer in the later stages of this senior night contest? Taylor Spurl picks up her dribble. Finds Maddie Gilbert. Taylan Bell working it around. She's in the double team. And the Eagles come away with the loose ball. Brings finds Kaufman. And now on the drive. Wasn't interesting looking shot for the Eagles. No dice. T-Birds come away with the basketball. They find Taylan Bell for a little floater. Baseline, no good. Rebound is fought for and snagged by Kaufman of Sauk Prairie. Eagles basketball. 4.5 to go. 41-25, Sauk Prairie. Nice feed to Bader, who
gorgeous.
Kisses it off the glass with the left hand. Haley Bader is into double digits, and the Eagles are rolling. Thunderbirds need an answer. There's a pass to Ella Pierce. She
nice.
Scores into the lane and draws a foul. An and one opportunity for Ella Pierce. That's what the T-Birds needed. Ella Pierce's first points of the evening. Now Grayson Meyer checks back in. For the Eagles, she replaces Bader. That's good news for the T-Birds.
That is.
Get Bader on the bench for a couple minutes.
Bader's average is 5, but her high game, 31.
Oh, my. Pierce's free throw is no good. That's a range.
Unless it's another one of those,
One of those, yeah.
Errors from the where we do research.
Yes. Over 4 minutes to go. It's 43-26, Sauk Prairie. Meyer, who just checked into the game, finds herself double-teamed, kicks it out. Open three-point shooter. That's no good for Hartwig, but they get the offensive rebound. However, there's a trio of T-Birds surrounding the Eagles, and they get a steal. Ella Pierce came away with it. Mandy Gilbert on the right wing. Finds Dobush. Dobush will give it up to Pierce. Maddie Gilbert on the dribble. Fires from the free throw line. No good. Brickle rebounds. Taylan Bell in hot pursuit up court. Now the Eagles will set up their half-court offense. Getting to the lane, but missing is Hartwig. Dobush has the ball. Gets it to Spurl. T-Birds hoping to get something cooking here as we tick down for just over 3 minutes to go. Taylan Bell finds Gilbert in the corner. Give it out to Dobush, left wing. T-Birds. Taylen Bell now on the dribble. Picks up her dribble.
Oh, nice pass.
She finds Sydney Dobusch open in the lane. She scores and draws a foul. Now it's Sydney Dobusch with a three-point play opportunity. Dobusch's second field goal.
That was a beautiful pass.
Now we got some subs ready to check in for the T-Birds. Sabrina Hartman and Peyton Stelzer will return, replacing Ella Pierce and Madeline Gilbert. And for the Eagles, it's Savannah Legal checking in, replacing Audrey Brickle.
Leah Hess's other club or sports, soccer, tennis, student council, National Honor Society, Key Club, Link Crew, Model United Nations, Educators Rising, and Social Justice.
It's a busy Woo! Gal. Dobusch sinks the free throw, completes the three-point play.
That's awesome.
Under 3 minutes to go. It's 43-30. And Hartman draws a quick foul there as she defended Brings on the right block.
Her favorite leisure activities are hanging out with her friends, taking her dogs for a walk, and playing soccer. And her advice is soak in every second, live in the moment, don't have regrets, believe in yourself, and do what you love.
All good advice.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles get an open jumper from the right elbow on the inbound. Shot is off the mark, but an offensive rebound. Hartwig hustling all the way to the corner to grab that rebound.
Sauk Ferry coach was down there to help with that
right.
call, too, right in the mix.
Eagles are going to call a timeout. Let's hear some more senior notes. What else you have for us, Feldy?
All right. We have a little bit of Cadence Funmaker
of course.
Information. She runs cross country and track and field, her favorite leisure activity. I love watching YouTube. And flying airplanes.
That's right. She's got an interesting career path planned, if I remember right.
Oh, my gosh. No kidding. Her advice is to work your hardest in the off season. Go to all the camps. Play AAU. Go to the shoot-arounds. Open gyms. Your work in the summertime will reflect your performance in the fall. That's good advice as well.
And she's planning a military career, correct?
I'm enlisted in the Air Force to become an aircraft mechanic.
There you go. Sounds like a plan to me.
Favorite quote from Coach Bale, be where your feet are. I will be pondering on that.
It's kind of philosophical.
It is.
Eagles basketball from the end line. They inbound. 2.5 minutes to go. They lead by 13. Inbound pass, or I should say interior pass, is stolen by Taylor Spurl. Now it's in the hands of Bell, who gets it back to Spurl. Spurl looking to penetrate. Picks up her dribble. Her shot is blocked. Legal grabs the loose ball. Eagles basketball, they have pretty much led throughout. This was an 8-8 game in the first half. Eagles led by 5 at the half and have built their lead from there. They're looking to improve to 8-5 in conference play. Ooh, nice little hesitation dribble and penetration, but the shot is no good for Legal. And Hartman is fouled as she snares the rebound.
Ava Brings is going to pick up her second.
Under 2 minutes to go, T-Bird basketball, trailing by 13. So for the T-Birds, coming up next for the girls, they'll be at Mount Horeb on Thursday. And their season is winding down, only a couple of games left.
That's it, right?
And then regional action, however that gets scheduled. Spurl's going to fire for three from the right corner, no good. But there's Dobusch grabbing the loose ball and the scoring in the lane. As usual, Sydney Dobusch, right place, right time, and scores a bucket. And there's a steal. Taylen Bell with the theft. Oh, but it's stolen right back away from her, but she's fouled in the process. I think she might have gotten a little hand on that one. I believe that was Hartwig.
Yeah, the seating is this weekend, Sunday, so we will find out shortly thereafter. Probably Sunday night, right? Where we're going to go. I asked Mike Bale, I said, we're not going to have a home game, are we? And he said, actually, there's a chance that we could.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a little surprised. Well.
For the T-Birds, Leah Hess and Cassidy Gates check in, as does Sophia Milzna. They're going to check in. And they're pulling somebody out here. They're going to have Sydney Dobusch take a seat. Well, you can try playing with six.
Sure.
See if they catch you. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, as Jerry Glanville used to say.
Oh, jeepers.
43-32, Sauk Prairie. Baraboo basketball. Milsna gives it up. Now they find Gates in the left block. Hey, that's a nice-looking play. She kisses it off the glass with the right hand from 5 feet out. Cassidy Gates has had herself a senior night.
She has had a senior night. I'm so proud of her.
6 points. Now, in the other way, Hartwig drives. misses. Mills grabs a nonchalant rebound.
Exactly.
Kalen Bell gives it up. Hess's shot is swatted by Grayson Meyer. She got all of that one. Sophia was like, so what do I do with this? Eagle basketball. We're under a minute to go. 9-point game. You don't know if the T-Birds are going to foul here or not. Bell looked like she was trying to give a foul. Eagles are able to evade it. And Milsna comes out. Now Bell, yeah, Spurl definitely trying to give a foul. 28 seconds left and change. Now they're a long way from the bonus, though. That's only the third team foul.
Who's number 12 for Baraboo?
I've got Sophia Milsna. They've brought her in a couple times without having her on the roster this year. That's why I had a note of it in case it happened again.
Is she a freshman? Is she?
That I'm not sure about. Thank you. Where's that JV roster?
No worries.
She's a junior. I think she kind of swings between JV and varsity.
Sure.
Okay, so Spurl picked up another foul. They're going to have someone other than Taylor give some of these fouls because she's going to foul out. There's only 14 fouls at this point. Under half a minute to go. There is Taylor Bell getting her money's worth in the backcourt.
We have a couple of fouls to give, too, don't we?
Yep.
I should be doing my homework.
There's a long and could have had a layup for Kaufman. She applies the brakes, draws the foul instead. Oh, she's gotten at least three in the last minute. I don't think she has two. Oh, no, that was Bell, not Spurl.
Yeah.
My mistake. So, yeah, she and Spurl have both picked up a couple here in the waning seconds, but now it looks like the T-Birds are going to keep trying to give fouls. That was Spurl. So this is going to be 1-1 now at long last, the seventh team foul. Oh, wait, are they calling a technical?
Number two, Taylor Spurl. Four, team seven.
Okay, what is the purpose of that?
So they cleared the court and the ref made an X with his fingers, so I don't know if he's calling this an intentional foul, which obviously
it was, but
I'm not sure what we're doing here. Both free throws were missed.
Well, whatever we're doing, it wasn't worth it.
And so the Eagles are going to retain possession, and they'll have to be fouled again. This is where we need our sideline reporter to get the scoop on such things. Inbound to the Eagles, and they're going to get Spurgle on the... Oh, then I take it back. That's an over and back. So a turnover for Sauk Prairie. We are under 10 seconds to play. Baraboo trails Sauk Prairie by 9. Baraboo basketball. Taylor Spurl looking to get to the rim. She does. Kisses it off the glass for 2. Strong finish for Taylor Spurl. She's into double digits. And the final horn sounds. Our final score, Sauk Prairie 43, Baraboo 36. Well, Christy, we saw the teams tied at 8 early in the going. Thought we might be in for a tight contest. Eagles broke ahead 16-8. T-Birds got back in it within 5 at the half, but second half was pretty much all Eagles.
Boy, and that's kind of what happened the first time we met this season, Ben. We were close at the end of the first half, and then it just got away from us in the second half, and Sauk Prairie had a pretty decent lead that game as well.
So coming up next for the T-Birds, they will travel to Mount Horeb on Thursday, and then we'll await word on playoff seating. And as for the Eagles, they're going to be hosting Lodi on Tuesday. We're going to have Christy do her quick math for us. We'll give you the statistics in a minute. But before that, we'll set things up here. So the T-Birds now fall to 3-20 overall, 2-11 in the Badger small. The Eagles improve to 12-10 overall. And 8-5 in conference play.
And you know, the conference records and the overall records at this point don't matter for the seniors who are playing tonight because they were on the court for their last time, and that's a flood of memories for them with respect to Baraboo girls basketball. They've all been in it for a long time.
Long, long time, from the club program all the way up to the seniors on varsity, yeah.
And lots of memories for them to carry with as they move forward.
For sure. Have you had a chance to do your math?
Oh, yes, I've got it
done.
All
right, let's do it.
While our friend Taylor Spurl was doing fouls, I was doing math.
Good work.
For the Stock Prairie Eagles, they were led by Mallory Hartwig. She ended the night with 12 points. Haley Bader.
Three of those were my fault.
Yeah, because you jinxed it. Haley Bader ended the night with 10. Macy Galden had 9. Brooklyn Kaufman, Graceland Meyer both had 2. And Kennedy Breinig and Ava Briggs both had 4. And for your Baraboo Thunderbirds, Taylor Spurl popped into double digits right at the end of the game, ending the night with 10 points. Maddie Gilbert had a 3-point basket. Sydney Dobush had 7. Taylan Bell had 6. Ella Pierce had 2. And Cassidy Gates, for her senior, her last game on the Thunderbird court as a senior, ended the night with 6.
So for the T-Birds, obviously you never want to lose on senior night, but for them, this caps a season where I think we saw a little bit of a youth movement, right? We knew there's going to be a young squad for the T-Birds, but tonight the seniors got their moments in the spotlight.
Boy, and that was outstanding for them, and we're grateful to them for all they've given this program and Baraboo Thunderbird Athletics.
And, of course, it's a shame that the leader of that senior group, Cadence Funmaker, wasn't able to play with her injury. She had to watch from the sidelines. I'm sure that was tough.
She didn't want to. That's for sure. She didn't want to. And I shouldn't say, maybe this isn't their last night on the court, because maybe I jinxed that. And that's cool with me.
Who knows what we will find out down the line here. So coming up next for the T-Birds, they'll be at Mount Horeb, like I mentioned, and the Eagles are going to be hosting Lodi on Tuesday. We hope if you're fans of Thunderbird basketball, you'll be able to join John Gunnell on the call for the boys' game. We'll be here against the Sauk Prairie Eagles on Tuesday night. Varsity tip shortly after 7 p.m.
Now, is that the last boys' game that you have?
That's the last home game.
Home game.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. They've got 2 more road games after that, and then it's playoff time.
Wow.
So we're thrilled you joined us tonight, whether it was on 99.7 Max FM or the NFHS Network or the Civic Media mobile app. Hopefully you'll join us Tuesday for the boys' game. And if we don't get to call another girls' home game, Feldy, it's been a pleasure once again this season working alongside you.
Boy, I've enjoyed every second of it. Thanks for including me in the mix, and I look forward to I do not look forward to the Badger Large. If we have to do that next season, but if you invite me along, I'd love to hang out.
I would say you can mark that down in pen. We'd love to have you back. The always prepared Christy Feld, ready to sign off on another basketball season. So for Christy Feld, I am Ben Bromley, wishing you a safe winter weekend. Everybody be careful out there in the snow, and we'll see you Tuesday night.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some snow, a low around 19 degrees, an inch or two possible. Another inch or two possible on Saturday with a high near 29. Saturday night, snow tapers off, cloudy skies, a low of 15. More snow possible on Sunday with a strong northwest wind. The secret's out. For grilling or dipping, you need Grandpa's barbecue sauce. GrandpaBBQShop.com. It's 18 at our studios.
Maximum music.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway, looking for the love getaway.
Hi, Joe Cortez. Coming up on this week's Retro Pop Reunion, Valentine's Day kicks it off on Friday on a huge weekend for lovers. The Love Shack really does exist. We'll take you there via song. Also have an 80s band that actually took their name because their first gig was on Valentine's Day. It's a big weekend for weddings, and John Bon Jovi will share just how small his wedding was to his wife, Dorothea. All ahead on this weekend's Retro Pop Reunion, right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some snow, a low around 19 degrees, an inch or two possible. Another inch or two possible on Saturday with a high near 29. Saturday night, snow tapers off, cloudy skies, a low of 15. More snow possible on Sunday with a strong northwest wind. The secret's out. For grilling or dipping, you need Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpaBBQShop.com. It's 18 at our studios.
99.7
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace? When I stand here taking every breath with you. Ooh, you're the How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we've shared the laughter and the pain, and even shared the tears. You're the only one who really knew me at all. So take a
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
Destination unknown. Double cross messenger.
And more 99.7 Max FM. It's a 50 plus minute music hour. I'm Mace Michael, sweeping through continuous non-stop music. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, the Proclaimers, and Guns N' Roses coming up. Right now it's Depeche Mode. Enjoy the silence. Yeah, when you have it. 99.7 Max FM.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in. To my little world, painful to me, it's right through me. Can't you understand? Oh, my little girl. We'll be right back.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
To me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there.